Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and I wish everyone a good morning. Thank you so much for taking just a few minutes this morning to study with me from God's Word. This week we're going to be asking and answering a very simple but practical question. Why is the Christian life the best life to live? We discussed yesterday that the Christian life is the best life because for Christians it brings freedom from the guilt of sin. God has given us the freedom to choose to live however we wish. We can pursue and follow our own desires in life to somewhat tragic ends, or we can follow the path of Jesus Christ by living in accordance with His Word. Today, I want to discuss another reason why the Christian life is the best life to live. And that is because we follow the perfect example. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, the Apostle Peter writes, "For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow His steps." It is fine to have someone to tell us how we ought to live, but we learn so much more quickly by watching a person live than simply through being told how to live. In Jesus, we have that perfect living example. He met every temptation in life that we shall ever meet. In Hebrews chapter 4, in verse 15, the Bible says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin." Jesus realizes the discouragements that human beings have because He walked with man and was acquainted with their grief and sorrows. As we look at His life, the moral grandeur, the positive goodness that radiated from it, the glory of God Almighty in all of His holiness, His awful majesty, and His condescending compassion and love, we see some great lessons to be learned in the perfect example of our blessed Savior. To be shown how to meet temptation, how to face misrepresentation and hatred, and how to show compassion are great lessons from our perfect example. As our leader, He knows where He is going and is able to lead us along the way. I admit that His steps are at times hard for us to follow. The steps may seem big for us. His example may be high and lofty. His moral perfection may tower above us. Yet He stands as the great example by which we can live. It is so wonderful to know that we have a perfect example to follow. We should all learn the great lesson Jesus taught us in John chapter 13, verses 12 through 15. "So when He had washed their feet, taken His garments, and sat down again, He said to them, 'Do you know what I have done to you? You call Me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.'" What a great example of service for us as we walk the Christian life, knowing that it is better to give than to receive. So why is the Christian life the best life to live? It brings freedom from the guilt of sin, and we have the perfect example to follow. Tomorrow we'll be picking up this topic and answering another reason why the Christian life is the best life, because it is lived with a deep concern to help others. We welcome you to the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located off New Cut Road on Townsend Ford Road. We meet at 9:30 for Bible study on Sunday morning, 10:20 for worship, and again Sunday evening at 5 o'clock for our evening worship. We also meet at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, and we invite you to come anytime. Thank you again so much for joining me today.